Newfoundland on CBC Music.
1000 chambres de plus dans.
Bridging and uplifting, we are.
Neck butch and government.
Out of today's best music, start.
The doorbell, the red light, for people who don't know, when you're in the studio, because you can't have doorbells just ringing.
No, heaven forbid.
But we have a red light that flashes at us. So the Rock told me to get out of my chair and go answer the door, which I always do what Rock tells me.
Yukoners are not only resilient, but are probably some of the most... It happens everywhere in the world, of course, but Yukoners are... You don't even have to ask twice. If you need help, Yukoners are there. It's been one of the great things living here that I've come to appreciate, probably more so than other places that I've lived and been. I've been part of service organizations for a long time, not recently, but a long time. And the giving aspect of Yukoners is tremendous. It's absolutely amazing.
Give me that greasy intro.
From Yukon North of Ordinary, the magazine, this is Yukon North of Ordinary, the podcast. Today, we're asking one brave Yukoner to answer our Yukon questionnaire.
My name is Rock Shannon Fraser. I live in Whitehorse. Most Yukoners know me as a broadcaster. It's the only thing I've done since I've been in the Yukon. I started my career in Dawson Creek, British Columbia. And I moved to the Yukon in 1979. I was offered a job here at CKRW back then and worked there for 3 years, decided it was time to move on and get some experience from outside, and did that from 1982 up to 1994, and came back to the Yukon in 1994. Worked at CKRW again for a bit, and then was offered a job to come and do the morning news while Ellen Jones was on maternity leave, and I've been at CBC for all of that time, since 2000. Are we ready? Yes? Okay. Here goes. The Northern Research Council official time signal, the beginning of the long dash indicates one long dash until it's time for the Yukon questionnaire.
What keeps you in the Yukon?
People, I love summers here. I am not a winter guy at all, but I stay here in the wintertime. Now that I'm retired, we're going to branch out a little bit, but I love summer in the Yukon. Absolutely love it.
Should it be the Yukon or just plain old Yukon?
Really? Really? For somebody who's lived in the Yukon this long, probably there's some people that will say it should be Yukon. No, it's the Yukon.
Where is your favorite place in the territory?
I would have to say probably Kusawa Lake. It's one of the most beautiful. You don't even have to go to the campground, actually. If you just drive to the top of the road and look down at Kusawa, it's spectacular. Absolutely spectacular.
Where the hell is Rock River?
Rock River actually is... As I understand, I haven't been there, but I know that there is a weather station at that point along the Dempster Highway, and I understand that there is possibly as well a small campground within that general area. But basically, Rock River is only a weather station that was put there by Environment Canada because it's about halfway up the Dempster Highway.
What's your favorite piece of little-known Yukon trivia?
The city limits of Whitehorse, for those who don't know, is still one of the biggest cities in North America, area-wise.
What's one thing about the Yukon that more people should take advantage of?
Coming here in the summertime, I love the fact that we have a winter tourism thing going on. But when you have people come here in the wintertime, the assumption that they have is that it's cold all year round. And we keep telling them, we have a small B&B at my house that we've been for the last 4 years. People that come here in the wintertime love it, but they have no idea what it looks like in the summertime. And some of them have actually come back and have been just blown away as to how beautiful it is here. So yeah, summer people need to come in the summertime.
What do you wish more Canadians knew about life in the territory?
That it's achievable. I think that it's if you're smart with your budgeting, it's relatively inexpensive by comparison to living down south. Alberta is a bit cheaper because of gas prices and everything else, but and so much as Western Canada and the rest of Canada is concerned, it's a livable place. It really is. And it's easy to get to. You're only 2 hours and 15 minutes away from Edmonton, Calgary, and Vancouver. I lived here before when it used to cost about $1,500 or $1,600 per ticket return just to go to Vancouver. You never did travel that much back then.
What's the best up close and personal encounter you've had with wildlife?
The best one I've ever had, and I have a picture to prove it, was on Asiac Lake. We were fishing one weekend. In fact, it was the September long weekend, Labor Day. And we were coming back down to the campground, and there was the biggest, absolutely the most beautiful caribou standing on a sand. You couldn't see the sand, but he was standing on a sandbar. Absolutely the most beautiful animal that I've ever seen in the Yukon. His cape, the front of him, was absolutely bright white, and he had a rack that would just floor you. I have never seen anything like that in the Yukon since, and or before.
What's the biggest tall tale you've told about life in the North?
I don't think I have one. I really don't. I think everybody who tells a story about the Yukon should be believed. Because some of the stories that I've heard in the Yukon are so out there that you would never believe them. But there's a lot of them that are actually really, really true. People will go, no, that can't be right. But yeah, they are right.
What makes someone a real Yukoner?
You know, having the sourdough cocktail isn't really a prerequisite. If you live here, after 6 months, you need to be here in the wintertime, first of all. And if after 6 months of being here and you slide into summer and you still love it, that makes you a pretty good Yukoner. You know, and not necessarily you have to be here for a year, but they always say, and it's absolutely true, that if you've been here for 6 months, one of two things will happen. You'll either really love it or you'll really hate it. There's never any in between. And I haven't met anybody who has an in between. It's either love or hate. If they hate it, they won't come back. Until that spirit of the Yukon gets them.
If you're born in the Yukon, are you a Yukoner forever?
Yes.
What is your favorite Yukon podcast?
Well, up until recently, I had no idea there were actually podcasts in the Yukon. So it's this one, obviously.
Rapid fire. Pick one from each of the following sets. Skiing, snowmobiling, or dog mushing?
If there was wheels on a recliner in the wintertime, I'd be all over that like a dirty shirt.
CBC Yukon, Shone FM, or CKRW The Rush?
CBC Yukon.
Whitehorse Star or Yukon News?
Both.
What is your favorite Yukon brand?
I would have to say Max Fireweed, Murdoch's Gem Shop. I just think they're iconic. They're a totally Yukon thing. Murdoch's has been around forever. But as far as cool places to go look at, and Max Fireweed, of course, is renowned for its books and so on and so forth. It's a really cool place to just go stand, look at stuff. Same thing with Murdoch's Gem Shop.
What author, musician, band, or artist from the territory should be more famous?
Matthew Lien. I mean, he's huge in Taiwan and over in the eastern part of this world. Like, really huge. He can fill a stadium with people. But he needs to be known much more so in North America, especially in Canada.
What's the best meal you've ever had in the territory?
Unfortunately, it's not here anymore. It used to be in the cellar at the Edgewater. They had the best, bar none, prime rib ever. I wish they would bring it back.
What new chain restaurant does Whitehorse need the most?
I would suggest probably a Wendy's or a Burger King. Burger King's burgers are awesome. Wendy's are even better. Just saying.
You're developing a recipe for Yukonaise. It might be a sauce. It Might be a condiment. But either way, it'll be bloody delicious. What are the essential ingredients?
Sourdough starter. That's it. And you can do almost anything with it when it comes to baking, but sourdough starter. I have some sourdough starter that's almost 30 years old.
What's the hardest thing to find in the Yukon?
Honestly, Thai basil. It really is. And I know some people that are growing it, so I do squeeze some of, you know, that from them. But Thai basil is super hard to come by.
Who is your favorite Yukoner or Yukon character of all time?
I would have to say Jim Robb. His paintings or caricatures of people and houses and buildings, I think, are so fun to look at. And Chris Caldwell, too, for that matter. She does some amazing stuff. But both of those, I think, are... They give you the Yukon in a snapshot, and it's... I think if you look at either one of their pieces of work, you don't have to ask any more questions. It's all right there.
How many huskies should there be on the Yukon's coat of arms?
Two.
Should the government kick that gold panner off of our license plates?
If they did, they should be kicked out of the legislature.
I wouldn't change blank for all the gold in the Klondike.
I wouldn't change anything about the territory. Honestly, it is actually, in my view, perfect. It's a perfect place to live and bring up kids and retire. The reason I say that is back in when I first lived here in 79 through 81, the object of the exercise was to work here, get your job done, start your pension, and get the hell out of here. And that, when I moved back in 1994, that had changed, and people started staying in the Yukon, and for obvious reasons. There's a lot of things that are great for seniors here, but it's a really, really good place to live.
When the cold and dark get to you, where do you go to recharge?
I love booting out and going to the Kootenays, actually. I don't have to go to Mexico. I don't have to go to the Caribbean or Caribbean, as it were. I don't need a lot of sunshine. I'm not a heat person, per se, which is another reason I like the Yukon, is because it's the weather here, for the most part in the summertime, is perfect. And it's almost perfect in the Kootenays as well, around Nelson and Castlegar area. And it's beautiful down there. But yeah, I think the Kootenays.
How cold is too cold?
Minus 50, minus 52. Been there, done that. Not so much anymore. I mean, that used to be a normal thing back when I lived here first, the first time around the 70s, early 80s. But that hasn't happened in Whitehorse in such a long time. It is hard to live through that. It used to happen where you'd have temperatures like that for 2-3 weeks at a time. That's not fun.
You've just won a huge jackpot at Diamond Tooth Gertie's Casino. You have 24 hours to spend it. Where are you headed?
Probably camping in the Yukon for as long as I can possibly get away with it, in the summertime at least. And if it was the wintertime, I'd probably fly someplace. I'm not sure where, but it wouldn't be too far.
What does the spell of the Yukon mean to you?
The spell of the Yukon is pretty much what I explained earlier, and that is if you've lived here for 6 months or even a year, you never forget about the Yukon. And it doesn't really matter if you hate it, you know, when you lived here, or you love it when you lived here and you moved away. For some reason, the Yukon always stays with you, always. It never changes. I have never met anybody that has lived here and left here who doesn't want to come back here. And it really doesn't matter how long they were here to begin with. We've met people from across the world that have been here for, you know, 2 months in the summertime. They cannot wait to get back here. That's the spell of the Yukon. It's in your heart. Once you've been here, it stays, never goes away.
Why would you ever leave the Yukon?
Probably because my kids may want to throw my ashes someplace else. But that's the only way I'd go.
That's the Yukon Questionnaire. Sandy Coleman is our Yukon questionnaire questioner, and Roxanne and Fraser delivered our time signal. This episode was produced by Mark Kepke and me, Karen McCall. Our theme music is Slippin' by Major Funk. If you like the Yukon North of Ordinary podcast, please subscribe and give us a rating. Go to northofordinary.com for our podcast and stories from our magazine. You can also subscribe to the magazine and buy some swag. Thanks for listening. We'll be back soon.
Along the Dempster at Rock River, it's minus 14. And Whitehorse again, mostly cloudy. Winds out of the south-southeast at 30.
Okay.
I don't know if that's Mark's question, but I think it's... But if for some reason, like, I just remember Roxanne and Fraser just always talking about the Rock River Brothers station.
I thought you were going to say it's a creek outside of Roxanne and Fraser's house, and he makes a joke about it every morning.
No, I think it's just a coincidence, the name. Oh, yeah, that's an aside. So Mark Kepke's idea is to have Sandy Coleman record the...
Oh, really?
And rock. Like an inside joke to like Yukoners.
Yeah.
Like, oh, hey, I recognize these voices. So just imagine I'm Sandy Coleman.
Okay.
As I ask you these questions.